me who I'm sitting with.
Magda.
Sandra.
Mon nom est Salim.
Bonjour Salim. So tell me what's been going on today.
We had a trip and a visit to a non-formal organization in Athens. I forgot the name.
Athenis.
And they developed some actions in the neighborhood and they restore some public spaces with an artistic way of doing it. And they are very famous in Athens.
And they do not any advertising, but they have 70,000 likes in Facebook.
Yeah, and what is interesting about them is that they are not like a formal organization in means of having an office and stuff, but everything they do is like a kind of random in a way that they just decide this has to be done and they organize it and stuff, but it's not like some kind of they mentioned that they don't accept any donations, so they don't deal with the paperwork, with the finances and stuff. They just have a good idea and try to make it real with the people who are very keen on it, obviously, because they have like he mentioned that in just one particular area they have like 60 people working on a project, and I think it sounds good.
And they have a strong leader. He's an artist, and they have several groups. One is called Plus, one is called Civic.
It was interesting because they do things at the weekends, don't they? So that it's people who are normally working. Mm-hmm. No one gets paid to do it. It's all voluntary. And on the weekends, they get together and they do these actions. And each, I think there's six subgroups in the whole organisation, and they do one action every month. Mm-hmm. And so it's quite a lot, isn't it? Were you impressed by, like, I was impressed by the level of the amount they get done.
Yeah, but it's, I think, of course, it's not so easy, but it's much easier when you have a lot of people who would like to do it. So every month you probably get 5, 6, 10 people who will do it, since they have like more than 100 members who are actively participating in these things. Mm-hmm. So I think that's how they do it, because from my experience, it wouldn't be possible with all the few people I have in my association to do every month such big things. And it was great to see that guy when we were coming back, who was planting something on the place where they built kind of a small park.
Yeah, they called it a pocket park, which I liked. The pocket park, it's 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
And they did it in one day, I think. And they did two parks in one day, separate groups. And yeah, as we were we saw it, then we saw another one. Then we walked back past the first one, and there was an older man crouched down planting new flowers. And he just was from the neighborhood and he wasn't part of the organization. Am I right?
Yeah, yep. He wasn't from Athenesis. He just liked it and wanted to contribute.
Yeah. It was lovely.
That's how they do it, actually, every month, because everybody wants to be a part of it.
Yeah. Anything else?
Yeah, there's also one thing which is important is that they are all people who are working. So they are kind of graduate and they have a standard of living which allows to think freely and to have new ideas. They are not embarrassed with social difficulties either, as I understood. So I asked him the question, what about trying to involve some youth with less opportunities into your actions? And he told me that the last week they created like a subgroup which is about the youth involvement. But it starts at 18 years old, so it's quite new. But maybe they can bring some changes and involve some people with less opportunities into their action.
And what is important is that they have good relations with municipality, so they can cooperate. It's good.